This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, has a review of the new album from the Kronos Quartet called White Man Sleeps. The group gets its name from the mythical Kronos, an ancient titan who became ruler of the universe. The quartet itself is attracting attention because of its unconventional style and sound.
I'd love to start a nasty rumor about the Kronos Quartet, that on their day off they play nothing but Brahms. Of course, in public they wouldn't touch a note written before Schoenberg. This is the group that started in San Francisco over a decade ago, and they're one of the most popular string quartets in the country today. Their success is really astonishing, considering that they play nothing but 20th century music and specialize in contemporary pieces, often music they've commissioned themselves. In fact, I'm a little suspicious of their popularity, since they're probably better known for their image than for their playing, their antipathy to traditional concert formality, their punk hairdos, leather jackets, and glamour photos, which is okay if they're getting a new audience for the best contemporary music, but not so good if what they commission tends to be trendy, easy-on-the-ear pieces, not only stylistically, but intellectually minimalist. Their new album on Nonesuch, White Man Sleeps, gives a perfect demonstration of what's both valuable and questionable about their enterprise. Most important, they are four distinguished players. They'd probably hate that phrase. David Harrington and John Sherba on violins, violist Hank Dutt, imagine anyone in the Juilliard Quartet named Hank, and cellist Joan Jeanrenaud. They're dazzling both in their classical refinement and in all the necessary contemporary sonic effects, the infinite varieties of pizzicatos and glissandos, or making their instruments sound like other instruments, drums, or whistles, or harps, or human voices. But the most exciting thing they do is their serious, uncompromising incorporation of jazz and rock into classical string quartet literature. Here's the driving arrangement of Ornette Coleman's Lonely Woman, done for the Kronos by bass player Mel Graves.
Thank you.
Lonely Woman isn't as steamy or riveting as Steve Rifkin's arrangement of Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze, which made such a splash on the first Kronos album, but it's powerful, moving, not condescending, and it swings. There's also a terrific little scherzo by Charles Ives, and Ben Johnston's haunting and wonderfully inventive variations on Amazing Grace, my favorite thing on the album. Why aren't any notes included to tell us more about these works and composers? The title cuts, White Man Sleeps, numbers 1 and 5, written for the Kronos by a young South African composer, Kevin Volans, are the major disappointment. The sort of obvious, politically naive, the natives are restless music I wish they had less taste for. The Kronos plays 20th century classics, too, and often with great power. But their elegant, at-arm's-length performance here of Bartók's tense, terse third-string quartet sounds a little tame or dutiful compared to, say, the gripping life-or-death playing of the Juilliard. It's as if the Kronos is trying to establish its cultural legitimacy rather than express the depths of this music, whatever the cost. And that's a dangerous thing for any musician to do.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed White Man Sleeps, the new album by the Kronos Quartet.